Although the outside world may be turning somersaults over Sarah Palin's going rogue, Alaska Democrats are using the book hype to boost their launch of a website aimed at holding Mrs. Palin accountable. Kevin Harran is communications director for the Alaska Democratic Party.
We have this new website. It's called sarahwatch.org. And basically, it's to look at some of the myths and the fact and fiction of some of the things that Sarah Palin has done as governor and also as a candidate for national office.
Harran says the Democrats put in an information request regarding emails that Palin sent while she was governor of Alaska, but so far there has been little response.
And they said, well, it's going to be very difficult to get the information. It might cost $500,000. I mean, all sorts of things. And we just want to know, where is it? And the latest letter we got back from the attorney general said that they were, you know, still trying to put them together or to see what it would cost to put them together.
Alaska Democratic Party Chair Patty Higgins says she wants to know what then-Governor Palin had done on several issues. Since it was made public that while governor, Palin was using both government and private email accounts, Higgins wrote to the state administration in September of last year asking for all schedules and itineraries of former Governor Palin from January 1st of 2007 through mid-September of 2008, and for all emails between Palin and John Coghill and Fred Dyson during that time period that contained certain references. Higgins also wants email from the former governor to her husband Todd Palin and to Molly McCann during the same time frame, emails that contain one or more of 20 key words. Harran was not specific as to which issues the Democrats are seeking to shed light on, except to mention the Troopergate incident, in which Palin, while governor, was criticized for her actions in firing then Public Safety Commissioner Walt Monagan.
The state government has a responsibility when citizens ask for something under the Open Records Act to produce it within a reasonable amount of time at a reasonable cost. And this case is just a stonewall.
Harran says the Sarah Watch website is designed to be a watchdog as Sarah Palin takes stage center yet again.